From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. A Juneau Airport spokeswoman credits a pilot's training and emergency personnel for a happy ending Sunday afternoon when a small plane was forced to land on its belly. The Cessna 210C radioed the Juneau Airport tower when its rear landing gear wouldn't come down, and the tower alerted the Capital City Fire Rescue Glacier Station. Juneau International Airport manager Patty Watto said the plane circled and attempted to unjam its gear. Emergency personnel set up and waited for the plane to come in.
You know, for as many aircraft and as many people we have coming in and out of here, to have mechanical issues like this or to actually have to, you know, put a plane down on its belly, they're pretty rare. But the pilot did an excellent job. He had slowed things down. He still had his nose gear up front and was able to kind of come in on that, slow everything down.
Watto said the pilot turned off his engine and at the last minute put it down on its belly. Watto also credited CCFR and airfield crews for their response. Assistant Fire Chief Todd Chambers said the plane made a decent landing.
Both of the people were able to get out without any problems on their own. There was no injuries. There was a small fuel leak that they were able to pretty much stop with materials that they carry on the crash rescue trucks.
Watto declined to identify the pilot because the incident is still being investigated. According to the Federal Aviation Administration's online aircraft registry, the Cessna was registered to Timothy Havichna of Hoonah. The registration expired in May. A portion of the runway was closed during the incident. Small planes could continue to come in and out.